This smooth tune here is Duran Jones. This is a relatively new one, been so long. In a little bit, we're going to listen to a little interview I did with Duran Jones. Stay tuned for that. I guess last time I saw you was the Power Station. You were on your Pacific tour. How did the rest of that tour go?
No, it was amazing. I think someone, one of our crew members, said it was like 18 flights in 10 days. And I would 100% do it again. We had the best time. And now that it's all done, we can definitely say it went off without a hitch. I mean, it's pretty amazing the logistics that go into touring in New Zealand and Australia. And despite everything, we had the absolute best time.
Yeah, and then you jumped on the EU tour with Lenny Kravitz. How was that tour, Aaron?
So cool. Really fun to watch, like, a true seasoned veteran operating at such a high level since the mid-early 90s, probably 89, actually, probably. He still sounds incredible. His voice has held up so well. He's like absolutely ripped and he's like 60 or something. So inspirational on every level.
I love the videos of him working out in like jeans with like leather pants and he's just like getting it in. At this age, yeah, it's crazy.
Trying to work out in my leather pants before the tour to like not show up. No chance.
Did he drop any gems on you, Aaron, while you were out there? Did he say anything that stuck with you?
We didn't get to talk too much. He crashed one of our sound checks, which is really cool. But when you are an opening band for an arena show, generally you are sound checking right when the doors are opening. So we didn't really get to chat with him before the doors opened. Fans kind of rushed in and freaked out because they saw him on stage, you know, an hour and a half early. The second time and the final time we saw him, we were warming up vocally outside his dressing room and he like popped his head out because he heard us singing. And he was like on the phone and was like to his phone, was like, "Hey man, do you want to say hi to these guys? They play soul music so good, man. You'd love them." And then he flipped the phone around and he's FaceTiming with Denzel Washington.
What?
Which like was insane. I actually just recently learned he does that a lot. Not like shows the band that he's FaceTiming, but he just generally FaceTimes with Denzel a lot. That's like his good pal, which is very sweet to just imagine that these two like Hall of Fame, handsome kind of older dudes are just like on FaceTime. I don't even know what they talk about on FaceTime, but yeah, really cool just to hang out with them the couple times we did.
That's so crazy that I guess Denzel Washington would now be a fan of you guys, and especially these recent two singles that you've released, which is so amazing. I wanted to start by talking about Been So Long. Where did the idea of Been So Long come from? It's this beautiful storytelling about returning back to your hometown. How did that form?
I think it kind of formed like bit by bit. You know, we were just, you know, we spent a lot of this record just talking, you know, and, you know, not trying to like dive into the work right away. And we kicked around a lot of ideas, and I think we also have like the strength in our communication to try a bunch of stuff. And we kind of started messing around with this idea of going back to your hometown, and it just became a really fun concept to write around because I think it's pretty universal. It feels very specific because everyone kind of has their own experience. But as we kind of started to share our experiences, we were like, yeah, that all is very relatable. So it was, I think, a really just fun concept to try and outside of our wheelhouse songwriting wise.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite parts about what you guys do, and especially on this most recent single, Flower Moon. For us uninitiated Southern Hemisphere people, what is a flower moon?
It is the full moon that occurs in May, and coincidentally, it is tonight.
Yeah, it's crazy. I saw Duran post that cooking video and talking about the flower moon and everything like that, but it's such a sultry, beautiful song. There's that saxophone on there. Who recorded the saxophone on that track?
Saxophone was Alex Young, but the soloing instrument is... And I should say, actually, Alex Young is a saxophone player that played on the very first, he's our friend from Bloomington, played on the very first Duran Jones and the Indications record. So fun to still be using, you know, the same friends and collaborators all these years later. But the soloist on the record is Cade Gotthardt, who is a friend of mine here in L.A., who tours and plays trumpet in my solo project. And actually, all three of us were able to bring friends and collaborators to this record and every Indications record. And I think I feel safe to say all of our solo projects are collaborative and reflective of our musical communities.
Yeah, I'm very excited for this upcoming record, Flowers, which is out June 27th. Feels like these first two tasters you've given us have kind of been a return back to the soulful music from your first record that you made. Private Space was a little bit more dancey, a little bit more disco, but this is more soulful. Is the whole record going to be like that?
Yeah, I think there'll be a couple really pleasant surprises on there, but I'm really glad you picked up on maybe not necessarily the sonic connection, but just the feeling that it connects this to the first record. We really did make a decision like early on to just, you know, follow our instincts and try to harness that sense of making music without expectations or thinking about the critique as you make it and just making music kind of for the hell of it. And I do think in spirit that it does really connect with our first record.
It seems like you guys are having so much fun with this rollout. Like the music video for Been So Long is just the most joyous thing I've ever seen. What was that like to film, Aaron?
Both really fun and a lot of work. We have wanted to do a dance routine video for pretty much since this band started, particularly one inspired by this TV show from the late 60s, early 70s called Highlit, which was the name of a Philly radio DJ who eventually made the jump to television. And when you watch the videos, part of the charm is that they're like not great dancers. And they're kind of like, you know, it's not that upper echelon of like the Temptations and Motown where they have the in-house dance studio thing. It's like, it's kind of scrappy. But then when you go and start to do it yourself, you're like, oh, this, even to get to that level of like amateur but charming, it actually takes a lot of work. So I'm really proud of all of us for like putting in the work and individually. And then we had 2 days before the actual shoot date where we just devoted to practicing all as a group in Chicago. And honestly, I think the take that you see is somewhere in the like take 32 range of the day. So we were running it a lot. And even with all that work, I'm glad you can see how much fun, how much joy there is, because we had a blast doing it.
Yeah, I'm so glad you guys did it. And maybe you're going to bust it out on this tour that you've just announced. You got a US tour going on. I was wondering, Blake, can we expect you guys to come back down in the Pacific anytime soon?
I think within like the day or two we got back, I emailed my manager and our manager, and I was like, so like realistically, how soon can we get back there? And it is, he was like, I you know, he just didn't have an answer for me. But I really cannot overstate how much fun we had on that tour. You know, it isn't really a audience we expected. I mean, when we started the band, we kind of stumbled into the Chicano lowrider community, and we always had this dream of, and this expectation to tour Europe, which has been a blast. But I was pretty overwhelmed with the response in Australia, and it's a really beautiful country, and we absolutely can't wait to come back.
Big thank you to Aaron Fraser and Blake from Duran Jones and the Indications. Duran wasn't there this time, but those two guys are solid dudes, great musicians. You know what? I'm gonna just shut up. This is Flower Moon off the album Flowers, which comes out June 27th. Stay tuned for that. Thank you to Duran Jones and the Indications. You're on BFM.
Simple. I'm internationally blessed with my vocal. I'll tell you